A dishwasher and chief steward on a state ferry reported feeling ill and left the ship a few hours before it was to depart Juneau early Wednesday morning. Alaska Marine Highway System spokesman Sam Dapsevich says that left the ferry Leconte shorthanded. It usually sails with 24 crew members.
The ship's captain evaluated the shortage and made a decision to cancel the sailing based on their emergency response readiness.
Now, in the past, a couple crew members dropping out, for whatever reason, wasn't a big deal. Others could be called up on relatively short notice. But not these days.
I think all three unions are in the same boat here. We're all short on personnel.
Ben Goldrich is the regional head of MEBA, the union that represents marine engineers on state ferries.
I mean, we're talking about a problem that the state has been aware of for some time and has not done much to remedy it, and here we are.
For the Leconte's 84 passengers stranded at the Auk Bay terminal, that left few options. One of those was Deb Betcher, who had come down from Skagway to bring her sick dog to the vet in Juneau. Bad weather had canceled the flights, so she'd put her car in the ferry and was trying to get back home.
I thought it was a mechanical problem because that's usually what cancels the ferry. But we were joking. I was joking with a fishing game biologist there who was trying to get to Haines that it wasn't even winter and the ferry's canceled.
Enter crew shortages, yet another hazard that complicates travel on the Marine Highway, a system that already struggles with reliability due to aging vessels. DOT says system-wide there are at least 125 unfilled vacancies on the Marine Highway, and that means there's not much slack in the system.
I'm calling my friends, you know, with 19, 20-year-old kids saying, hey, do those kids want a job with the Marine Highway? Right now is a good time to get hired.
That's Inland Boatmen's Union of the Pacific's regional director, Erling Wally. His is the largest of the three ferry crew unions. The state has struggled to keep the ferry crew it has and recruit new ones, he says. Now, crews from the lower 48 have been offered a comped ferry ride from Bellingham, but the travel time is unpaid for a job with starting wages between $16.40 and $18 an hour.
And they're still required to get themselves home out of their own pocket after a two-week assignment.
Marine Highway spokesman Sam Dapsevich says his agency recently recruited about 50 new crew members who are waiting for federal licensing. But more disruptions are possible.
Given our overall fleet-wide crew shortage, we do see the possibility of more no sailings or, you know, sailings being canceled due to the shortage. But considering the high number of vacancies that we have, our employees are doing a great job keeping the system operating.
Unions have complained that leaner ferry schedules have made it harder to keep their members from leaving for the private sector. The deck officers, engineers, and other licensed crews have guaranteed hours. Not so for unlicensed crew members, like stewards, pursers, and cooks in the galley, says the IBU's Erling Wally.
So our guys get laid off for the winter, and they don't want to come back. They're like, why work for a company where I have no job protection? I don't have something that's going to be stable. I have bills to pay. I have a family to feed. I can't afford to work for the Marine Highway because they don't give me year-round work.
The Leconte's next scheduled sailing is Friday. Betcher says there wasn't space for her vehicle, so she rebooked on the larger Matanuska.
The good thing is, for my story, it has a good ending in that I get to pick up my dog from the veterinarian. He doesn't have to fly home on a plane, which might not fly tomorrow or the next day.
That means if all goes to plan, she and her chihuahua should be back in Skagway by Sunday morning. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.